Everybody, my name is Sergey Baidashny, and welcome back to my training about Visual Studio Code for Mac developers. Last time we discussed how to use ASP.NET and Visual Studio Code in order to build web applications in C# programming language. But what about JavaScript? What about Node.js? We know that ASP.NET is just a framework based on .NET execution environment. But in case of JavaScript, we have programming language JavaScript, we have Node.js like execution environment, and we have to find a good web framework as well. And frankly speaking, Node.js supports several good web frameworks, and probably the most popular is Express. So if you want to find more information about Express, you have to visit expressjs.com website, and you can find there getting started, you can find there several guides, API references, etc. So let's start creating our first website using Express. Of course, we can install Express framework on our machine, but I'm not going to do it now because we are going to use a special tool called Express Generator. So, okay, we have Express framework, but what next? How to create our basic website, how to use a template, etc. In order to answer these questions, we have to use Node.js Package Manager and install Express Generator that will help us to create basic structure, including package.json, including basic JavaScript, etc. So let's do it. Let's open terminal window and let's type something like sudo npm install globally, and we have to type our generator name, express generator. Click enter. We have to provide password. And let's spend several seconds. Done. And now you can use Express tool in order to generate basic structure for our website based on Express web framework. So how to do it? Express and name for my project, my Express project, for example. Click enter. And you can see that Express tool generated several files like package.json, app.js that responsible for my application, several views like index.js and user.js, etc. So let's open this folder inside Visual Studio Code, but before you even can see it on the screen, it's better to execute npm install in order to install all needed components. So let's type cd my Express bridge, and let's type to execute npm install in order to install all needed dependencies. On this step, we can start our application. If you want, you can type npm start. And if we open page like localhost 3000, you can see a basic index page with some information there. So let's stop Node.js and let's use Visual Studio Code in order to open our project. So file open, inside documents, we have my Express bridge. Let's open. So two important tasks there. First of all, in order to get IntelliSense system, you have to install TypeScript definition files. So I would recommend to install at least TypeScript definition files for Node.js and for Express. How to do it? We already discussed it several times. You can use typing tool. So I will show how to do it for Express, for example. I'm going to execute terminal window in context of my working folder, and I can type something like typings. I already installed typings tool. You can see previous sessions in order to see how to use typings. So typings, install, and Express. And you can see that typings tool created typings folder, and inside you can find several TypeScript definition files that Visual Studio Code can use in order to understand which components, which interfaces include Node framework or Express framework and so on. And on the next step, we have to use debugging tool, of course. So how to start using debugging? I would recommend to open debug tab and click start button in order to select ready to use configurations from the list. Because in case of Node.js, Node.js already integrated to Visual Studio Code by default. So you will be able to find Node.js in any case, even if you did not install any extensions, any additional components. So I simply have to select Node.js, and frankly speaking, I even should not change anything on this step. All the settings are okay for me, and we can use a start button in order to execute the debugging session. But let's find some JavaScript files, routes, index.js, and let's make at least one breakpoint. So this breakpoint should fire once I navigate to the main page. And let's see how it works. Let's execute my web application. So looks like everything works fine, and I can open my web browser once again and simply click refresh. It's the same port 3000, and you can see that my breakpoint is fired. And I can use all debug features there. I can use mouse cursor in order to see that we have inside, for example, REST object inside. I can use variables window in order to check local variables, in order to check global variables. I can use watch window in order to create some expressions and execute them. And so on. So all standard debugging features for Visual Studio Code. You can see that it's not complex at all, and on this step we can click type continue, and let's continue to work with our web page. So if you want to use Express tool, you have simply to install Express generator, and on next step you have to install all needed dependencies, and Visual Studio Code will allows you to use all IntelliSense features thanks to typings tool and thanks to TypeScript definition files, and Visual Studio Code allows you to use debugging for Express framework as well.